人心的话语。
But from the mouth of the prostitute, they heard an inspiring message.
拉哈告诉他们，整个城的人都笑话了。
Rahab told them that all the people were afraid.
整个城的人都惧怕战惊了。
They were all trembling.
所以你回去报告的时候
，When you go back and report,
你要知道
，Know this,
我们是在败的一方。
That we are defeated.
上帝把我们已经赐给你们了。
God has given you all of us.
但是
，However,
你要纪念我。
But remember us.
拉哈需要上帝的恩典。
She needs the grace of God.
她相信上帝是上帝。
She knows that God is God.
相信上帝的能力。
She knows the power of God.
相信上帝带领他的百姓。
She believes God leads His people.
她相信他们的罪要受刑罚。
She believes in judgment of sin.
她也相信上帝还有救恩。
She believes still salvation.
她相信这些摊子可以代表上帝用发誓来保证他的安全。
She believes that the spies could save her with
oath. 她相信她这些导演不是突然的。
She believes that all these did not come as coincidence.
如果你再一直分析，一直思想下去
，When you keep analyzing and thinking about this,
我看见拉哈的信心比今天许多基督教的领袖的信心更大。
I see the faith of Rahab to be greater than many Christian leaders.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
所以拉哈就对他们说
，And so she said,
当你们来灭这个城的时候
，When you destroy this city,
求你纪念我
，Remember me,
像那个。强盗对耶稣说：“你等我降临的时候，求你纪念我一样的。”
Like the robber said to Jesus Christ, "When your kingdom come, remember me."
我请你以我发誓。
Please share a word.
使我与我的家不灭亡。
That me, my family and I will not
be destroyed. 你要照顾我。
Take care of me.
你要拯救我。
Save me.
我虽然是属于耶利哥，我不愿意与耶利哥一同灭亡。
Although I belong to Jericho, I do not want to be destroyed with it.
现在轮到这两个探子要代表上帝做保证的话语了。
The two spies will represent God to affirm this.
约书亚叫他去做探子，拉合把他升做保证者。
Joshua asked them to be spies, but Rahab treated them as the guarantor.
他可以说呢，我的责任是来探探，不是来保证的。
They could probably say, I'm just a spy, not a guarantor.
因为我如果保证，上帝不给你，我也没有办法的。
If I guarantee that God did not give you anything,
他们有足够的理由拒绝保证他的安全。
They could have rejected her.
但是这一个需要常常变成神给人的意象。
But this often becomes the vision that God has given to us.
罪人的祷告。
The prayer of a sinner.
罪人对我们的有所求有所要。
When a sinner asks something from us,
常常提醒我们可以做比原先更大的工作。
He always reminds us that we can accomplish greater things.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
许多人不敢做传道。
Many people do not want to be a preacher.
因为他们没有到工厂去看见罪人的需要是什么。
Because they do not know the needs of sinners.
今天许多教会的领袖没有发挥更大的功用。
Many Christian leaders are not working even better.
因为他只在象牙塔里面摸来摸去，摸不到神应当要他带领他做更大工作的这个引导。
Because they are all in the ivory tower and they cannot see the greater guidance of God.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
等神给你责任。
When God gave you the responsibility,
派到你不一定愿意去的地方
，and sent you to places that you do not want to go,
或者你到有危险的地方
，or place of danger,
看到工厂的需要
，when you see the need of the
sinners, 看到罪人的要求
，the need of the sinners,
看到有一些你不认识的人祷告中间的词语的时候
，the prayer of people who you do not know,
你在其中发现神给你更大的托付
，you will see that God has given you greater task,
看见你从来没有想到的可能发挥的功用
，the possibilities and function that you have never thought of。
看到你应当做比你自己所已经做过更大的工作。
You will see greater work than you ought to do.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
我很愿意把青年人派到更多的地方去。
I'm willing to send the young to greater places.
给他们一些超过他们所想象过的可能做的工作。
That they may have tasks greater than what they can imagine.
给他们挑战。
Give them challenges.
让他们发现神有更美好、更高超、更出人意外的旨意在他们前面。
That the will of God is greater than what they can imagine.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
这两个探子勇敢起来了。
The two spies became courageous.
他们本来来探探，现在变成来保证。
Actually, they came to spy, but now they are.
他们本来在摸索，现在变成来引导。
They were searching, but now they are leading.
他们本来来看看能又不能又得到一些定心剂，现在变成镇定别人的心。
But now they are actually affirming other people's faith.
你要把红的绳子放在你的窗口。
Tie a red rope on your window.
向着城外露出去。
And lower it.
使我们来攻城的时候，我们看见你的家就在这里。
When we are upon Jericho, we will see your house.
你的红绳子就可以保障你这一家的人平安。
And this rope will guarantee your safety.
哦，这个有一点像以色列离开埃及的时候。
It's a bit like when the Israelites leave Egypt.
他们的门框门楣上面有红色的羔羊的宝血遮盖在上面。
There will read blood on the doorpost.
这样你可以免去那夺命的。
And then you can save yourself.
来给你们中间做灭亡的工作。
And the destroyer will pass you over.
但是这两个人有千千万万的祝福他。
And these two persons reminded her.
我今天对你发的誓。
The oath that I
said. 耶和华在听。
Jehovah God is
listening. 那就拉哈，请你注意啊。
But take note of this.
如果你忘记放绳子，我们讲的不算哦。
If you do not lower the rope, there's no
guarantee. 我们现在先讲清楚啊。
Let us say this first.
你一定要放那条绳子哦。
You must put down the rope.
你不放就不算哦。
If there's no rope,
这个叫做有一点取巧了。怕上帝又不赐福怎么办？以后说是你不放，不是我的错吗
？They want to guarantee that it's not their fault.
有一些传道人就是这样。
Some preachers are like that.
一边讲了
，when they speak,
一边怕不成怎么样
，they are afraid of it.
做一些模棱两可的话语
，and so they are vague.
但是他其中真正有一个历史上的印证。
But there is an affirmation in history.
就是你要证明你的信心。
You must prove your faith.
就是别人不知道，我们知道。
These are things that only we know.
回去告诉约书亚。
We will go back and tell Joshua.
在神面前为你求恩。
Before God, we ask for grace.
顺从我们对你讲的话。
But you must be obedient to what we have told you.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
拉哈对他们讲什么呢
？What did Rahab say?
我的父亲，我的母亲。
My father and my mother.
我的哥哥，我的弟弟。
My brother and my brother.
还有我兄弟们的孩子们。
And their children.
他们都要得救。
All of them will be saved.
我读到那些，我心里深深受感动。
I was deeply moved. 为
什么呢？
Why?
因为拉哈是一个不自私的人。
She was not a selfish person.
她是一个不但要自己得救，要全家得救的人。
She wanted salvation for a whole family.
她的家是连她父母，连她兄弟，每一个家，在她的亲属关系里面都得救的全家。
The whole family includes her father and mother and everyone in the family tree.
我相信在这一方面，拉哈的爱心超过今天许多基督徒的爱心。
Here we see a love greater than many Christians.
有许多基督徒得救以后，一生一世不敢对家人做见证。
Many Christians, after they are saved, they dare not bear testimony to their family members.
拉哈在还没得救以前，先想到全家得救的问题。
But before she was saved, she thought of her family first.
拉哈对神的信心是真实的。
Her faith towards God was real.
拉哈甚至知道不久整个耶利哥都要在神的审判之下灭亡。
Rahab even know that the entire city will be destroyed in the judgment of God.
如同一个快要死的人求上帝施恩一样。
As if a person dying, she asked for grace.
主啊，当你审判的大日来到的时候
，O Lord, when your judgment day comes,
求你纪念我与我家。
Remember me and my family.
我与我家要侍奉耶和华。
We want to serve the Lord.
这两个探子对他们理由说。
And then they have a covenant with the spies. When the judgment comes,
当耶利哥城倒塌的时候
when the walls fall,
你的父母
your parents,
你的兄弟
your brothers,
给你兄弟所有的儿女们
and all their children,
你们每个人都要在房子里不可出去把门关好
you must all hide in the house and not leave.
这样你一家都要侍奉主都要得救
and you and your family will be safe.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
dear brothers and sisters,
这一个我与我的家必定侍奉耶和华
This concept of me and my family serving the Lord.
我与我的家一定侍奉耶和华。
Me and my family serves the Lord.
我们不敬拜别的神。
We will not worship other gods.
这是我们家的信仰。
This is the faith of our family.
这是我们家对神的忠诚。
This is our faithfulness towards God.
这个观念后来约书亚年老的时候才讲出来。
This is the concept that Joshua repeated when he was old.
当约书亚离开世界以前
，Before he left the world.
他把以色列的长老们把他召进来。
He called all the elders.
对这些百姓的领袖说。
And said to all these people,
你们要在活的时候
when I am still alive,
活的时候你要告诉我
tell me this,
你们听我的话
listen to me,
你们不可偏离上帝
do not deviate from God,
不可偏离那领你们出埃及的耶和华
do not forsake the Lord that lead you off Egypt,
不可忘记那创造天地的主
do not forget the God that created heaven and earth,
你们不要跟迦南人一样拜偶像祭假神
Do not be like the Canaanites worshipping false idols.
你们要在神面前
before God,
忠心到死
be faithful to you.
是以我与我家
as for me,
我全家都必侍奉耶和华
my whole family will serve the Lord.
这是约书亚年老的时候讲的话语
This was what Joshua said when he was old.
但是拉哈在他还没有得救以前 他就求全家得救，全家信主，全家蒙上帝的保守。
Before she was even saved, she already asked that the entire family be saved.
我相信天上的主，他看见在外邦的中间有一个这样卑贱的居民，竟然对他有这样的信心，他非常满意。
I believe that the Lord was satisfied that this Gentile woman from a disgusting profession has such great faith in him.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
所以这个基尼医治两个摊子不是谈性交易的问题。
The Rahab did not talk about sex with the spies.
不是谈肉体情欲享受的问题。
Or sexual desires and enjoyment.
神圣的信仰。
They talk about faith.
以色列的上帝。
The God of Israel.
过红海的历史。
The history of the Red Sea,
神伟大的神迹，
the great miracle of God,
神的全能，
the power of God,
神的拯救，
the salvation of God,
神的审判，
the judgment of God,
神的施恩，
the grace of God,
神接纳他的这些事情，
and how God would accept them.
他们发誓，
they had
他们在神面前讲这些话语，
before God they said all these things.
信实讲话，不随便行事的。
It means that they were men of great faith.
感谢上帝，
thanks be to God.
这两个探子一拉哈有这样神圣的这历史之后，
After their such sacred covenant with Rahab,
继续下去，拉哈先出，她是何等聪明、何等负责任的女子。
Rahab showed how intelligent and responsible she was.
她不让她过门，她不让她等天亮出城给人发酒。
She didn't send the spies away to be discovered.
绳子把这两个探子从她的窗口把她放下去。
With a rope, she lowered the two spies out
of the city. 吩咐他们说
，And tell them,
你们不要走这条路。
Do not go by this way.
你们不要走平原。
Don't go by the plains.
你要在山上躲藏三天。
Hide in the mountains for 3 days.
甚至算出来那些找他的人不会一两天就回去的。
She even predicted that those people would not give up so easily.
至少你要隐藏三天。
So you should hide yourself for
3 days. 三天要你从山上下来。
And then descend from there.
不但如此。
Not only that.
这个女子使这两个探子佩服到完全照她的话，每一句照做。
And these two spies followed everything she said.
所以那两个男人或者几个那要找探子的男人给她骗走了，就快快去了。
And then she was able to fool all these people.
这两个探子听她的话，完全照做。
And the two spies follow her every instruction.
很可惜，她一生是做妓女。如果她做传道，一定很多人顺服她的。
If she was a preacher, she would have convicted many people.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
这两个探子出去了。
The two spies left.
圣经说他们就照着拉哈的话。隐藏在山上三天。
The Bible says they followed her instruction and hid for 3 days.
三天在哪里找 7-Eleven 我不知道。
I don't know where they will find their food.
他们能不能吃面包 sandwich 或者 Coca-Cola 我不知道。
I don't know where their source of food comes from.
一定过了很苦的三天。
Probably very difficult time.
不知道怎样充饥。
Not knowing where the food
comes from. 不知道怎么样安全。
Or where the safety is.
他们过了三天，照着拉哈的话出来，就平安回到家里。
And with this, they return home.
当他们回来围城的时候，
when they came back and surrounded the city,
一次又一次，
time and again,
一次又一次，
time and again,
他们告诉约书亚，
they told Joshua,
我们曾经发生的那个事，
the things that we encountered,
有一个人接待过我们，
that was a person that took care of us,
以我们一同谈信仰的问题，
and she took our faith to us,
历史我们要怎么样报照照顾他，
we had an oath with her to protect her.
约书亚也为这个事情祷告，
Joshua prayed for this.
当围城的注意看，有一个窗口，有一条红绳子在那里。
As they surrounded the city, they observed the red rope.
他们祷告主啊，赐福这一家。
And they prayed that the Lord will guide them.
照着我们的约。
By our covenant.
照着我们的誓言。
By our oath.
他的父母在里面。
Her parents is in there.
他的兄弟在里面。
Brothers and sisters.
他兄弟每一家的孩子们都在里面。
And all the children were in there.
他们关着门。
With a closed door.
他们不出去。
They did not leave.
他们全家都相信了他。
The entire family believed.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
这两方的理由是互相信任的。
This is a covenant of faith for both.
所以他们在神面前起的誓。
The oath that they had before God.
照着做了。
Was carried on.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
请你注意，
Take note of this.
你讲的话要算数。
Your words ought to count.
你奉主的名讲的话更要算数。
Especially those you say in the name of the Lord.
上帝在天上。
God is in heaven.
你在地上。
You are on earth.
你的脚步要轻。 你的言语要稀少，你的声音跟洗的言语都要照着去做。
And although all of you have before God,
但是传道书很清楚告诉我们的话语。
Clearly we see this in Ecclesiastes.
求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy.
拉哈的信心。
With a favor.
使他成了耶利哥里唯一的救的一家。
Her family became the only one that was saved.
撒拉的信心。
The favor.
是对真神又活又真的大能的上帝发出去。
Was given to us the real God, living and real God.
撒拉的信心是从历史得到教训，从已经过了几十年以前神所行的事，看见神继续做他的工作。
Her faith came from historical events that she knew how God worked.
她不忘记神所做的作为。
She did not forget what God has done.
以色列啊，你不要忘记耶和华在你身上所行的奇事。
Israelites, do not forget the great work that the Lord has done for you.
你又认识主人的棚。
The cow will know the manger.
你们不认识我自己。
But you do not know me.
上帝对他的子民太失望了。
God has been disappointed with his people.
常常忘记上帝的恩典。
We've often forgotten his
grace. 我们常常看清上帝所做的工作。
We've often despised the work that he has done.
若是如此，
if this were the case,
上帝会丢弃你。
God will forsake you.
上帝会管教你。
God will rebuke you.
上帝会从外邦人中间兴起那些真正尊重他作为的人，成为选民。
And raise someone from the Gentiles to truly be his elected people.
拉哈是一个很清楚的例子。
Rahab was a clear example.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
以色列万民欢呼大声呼喊的时候，
when the Israelites shouted,
城墙一片一片倒下来，
the walls of
Jericho, 一片一片倒下来，
one after another.
耶利哥城最尊贵最坚固的王宫也都倒下来。
The greatest palace within Jericho fell.
整个大的震撼结束以后，
after all this commotion,
你看见只有一段的城墙，上面的一家人完全被保守。
Only a portion of the wall was conserved.
如果我有照相机，那天我一定拍照这一段墙。
If I have a camera, I'll take a picture.
这个像霍利激情一样的。
It is a very unique sight. 然后
把这一照片跟911事件那两个倒下来再做一个比较。
And compare with the 9/11 collapse of the tower.
你就看见神的真理。神的能力真是奇妙。
You will see the marvelous power of God.
拉哈的见证。
The witness of Rahab.
拉哈的信心。
Her faith.
不是突然的。
Was not by coincidence.
在重睡的时候她都醒。
She was the only one that was awakened when all slept.
重春的时候她都清。
She was the only one that was pure among all.
重倒的时候她都立。
The only one that stood when all fell.
耶利哥最美的一景。
The greatest of Jericho.
竟然不是王宫。
Was not the palace.
是拉哈没有倒下来的这一段。
The most beautiful part of the city was the unfallen house.
耶利哥最蒙悦纳的人。
The one that is most accepted in Jericho.
不是那些权贵的人物。
Was not those with great power.
人最轻看的妓女。
Was a prostitute that was despised.
这伟大的信仰。
Because of her great faith.
她被列入了这些伟人同排并列的最伟大的信心的章节。
She was listed in this great list of the great men of faith.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
今天我在神的面前。
Before God today.
你在神的面前。
You are before God also.
是完全无条件蒙拣选的。
We have been elected without any condition.
神是求于我们的。
The things that God asks from us.
我们对他有信仰。
Is that we have faith in him.
顺从。
That we are obedient to him.
对真理的喜爱。
That we love the truth.
蒙上帝悦纳。
That he may accept us.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
我不知道我们能从其他的圣经注释看到这些的道理。
I do not know whether other commentaries will say the same thing.
我真是恐惧战惊讲今天这一节的圣经。
With fear and trembling heart, I have explained this to you.
但我感谢上帝。
But I give thanks to God.
当我这几个礼拜很严肃、很谦卑、惧怕的祷告的时候，
With great humility and with great fear as I pray these few weeks.
竟然可以给我在今天这一段时间讲完我要讲的话。
The Lord enabled me to preach this passage.
我们可以被人轻看。
Although we may be despised.
我们可能在世上是卑贱的。
Maybe we have a despicable job.
但不要忘记。
But do not forget.
我们在神面前要做一个有信心。
Before God, we ought to be men of faith.
最后一个问题。
The last question.
可以不可以说谎？
Can you tell a lie?
拉哈如果不说谎，
If Rahab did not lie,
两个探子一定被杀。
The two spies would have been killed.
拉哈为了救人，
In order to save them,
她就说了谎。
She lied.
为什么上帝没有怪责拉哈？你做得很好，可 可惜说谎。
Why was God not angry with her for this?
那么说谎到底可以不可以呢？
Can we tell a lie?
你们回答我，可以不可以啊？可以，因为你常说谎，所以你故意再说一次说可以这个谎，说谎可以不可以？
Can we tell a lie?
当拉哈讲谎话的时候
，When Rahab lied，
他的动机是好的。
She had a good motive。
你可以不可以说动机良善的谎言是被许可的
？Can you then say that it's acceptable to have white lies？
若是这样，岂不是你是不择手段、直到目的就可以被称义的人呢
？Does that not mean that the end justifies the means？
这不是圣经的教训。
This is not biblical。
耶稣会的宣教事工是最刻苦耐劳、最有果效、最值得钦佩的。
The Jesuits have the best work that everybody respected。
但是耶稣会在历史上有一个污点，就是不择手段为达到目的。
But there is a stain in history that the Jesuits will do anything they want just to receive them.
当他们在改教运动以后兴起这个宣道差会的时候
，After the Reformation, when they have a mission association,
他们其中一个目的就是打倒复原教，打倒改革宗，打倒路德会、教文等等。
One of their aim is to destroy the Lutherans and all Reformation.
甚至用了许多的谎言，用了许多不对的手段，我要达到他们的目的。
All sorts of lies were used to achieve those aims.
历史上的污点是很难洗净的。
It is difficult to erase stains in history.
甚至神愿意赦免的，不等于人可以赦免。
Although God is willing to forgive, men may not forgive.
甚至你以后用各样的办法把它修改，自己真正忏悔，却不能除去良心给你的控告。
You may try to correct it yourself, but you cannot remove the accusation from conscience.
可以说谎吗？
Can you lie?
如果拉哈不说谎，
If Rahab did not lie,
两个探子真的就送死吗？
Does that mean that the two spies will die?
不一定的。
May not be.
可能拉哈请他们下来。
Maybe after she asked them to
come down. 请外面的人也进来。
And ask the people outside to come in.
让他们决斗一下。
Let them fight it out.
有耶和华与探子同在，把那两外面的人两个打死也可能。
Maybe the Lord will be with the spies and kill the surgeons.
一定要用我们乌撒的手托住右跪，才可以站立得住。
Must God need the hand of Uzzah to hold on to the ark?
这不是绝对的答案。
This is not an absolute answer.
我再问一次。
Let me ask you again.
人可以说谎。
Can we lie?
人一定要说谎。
Do we need to lie?
我在问你，如果你是拉哈
，If you were Rahab,
你会不会不说谎
？Will you not lie?
可能我们都不能。
Maybe we will not.
有两个原因。
There are two reasons.
我相信拉哈那个时候只有一个选择，说谎话。
I believe she that was the only choice.
一个原因。
The first reason.
因为她的灵性没有好到那个地步。
Spirituality she was not that great.
虽然她有信心的人。
Although she had faith.
照样是有软弱的人。
She had weaknesses.
她虽然相信上帝。
Although she believed in God.
她还没有到一个地步，我是不可以说谎的。
She had not reached a stage where she says she cannot lie.
第二个原因
，Second reason，
这个时代社会的风气使她过了一个惯常的生活，不是超常的生活。
Her lifestyle was very abnormal in her time.
所以呢，拉哈只能说谎。
And so she could only lie.
可能她知道这是不对的。
Maybe she knew it was wrong.
她更知道，如果不对，还有别的对的在哪里，我更不知道哪里对。
But she doesn't know what is right and wrong anyway.
所以她只能说谎话。
So she could only lie.
圣经对谎话的教训怎么样说
？What does the Bible say about lying?
谎话不是真实的。
Lying is not true.
谎话违背真理的。
It is against the truth.
圣经的原则是就是，不是说就不是。若多说，就出于那恶者。
The Bible says.Let your yes be yes, no be no. Anything more comes from the evil one.
这样的定论岂不是说拉哈那个时候是属撒旦的吗？
Does that not mean that she belongs to the evil one?
她那个时候是邪恶的。
Does that not mean that she was evil?
她用说谎的事情来拯救这两个探子。
Using lies, she saved the spies.
上帝让恶的事情成就善事吗？
Does God accomplish the good with the evil?
这不单是成为我们面对的实践的问题。
These are practical issues.
更是神学探讨的一个难题。
And a difficult one, theologically speaking.
圣经的话是不是高不可攀，觉得没有办法付诸我们实际生活的高谈大论呢？
Does it mean that the Bible is so above us that we cannot really practically do it?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters.
所以许多人就走了情经伦理的妥协道路。
And many of us therefore compromise.
什么叫做情经伦理呢？
What does it mean to compromise?
这个就是叫做呢这一个 这个叫做 situational ethics.
Situational ethics.
在不同的情境中间，可有不同的伦理原则。
It means that your ethics change depend on situation.
神不是如此。
This is not the case for God.
时代派里面把神每个时代做事的行为用情景化的转移来作为不同的解释方法。
Many people explain the different era.
Dispensationalist.
The dispensationalist explain different era.
Explain that God used a different kind of method.In using his own wisdom and his judgment for different kind of people.
告诉我们，上帝用不同的方法对待不同的人。
In different kind of ages.
在不同的时代用不同的方法。
Reform theology rejects this.
但是归正神学不能
认识。神是没有改变的。
God does not change.
The situation and ethical people, they think a Christian can change their method in different kind of situation and doing their own ethics.
很多人认为基督徒可以用不同的场合用不同的方法来讨论这些事情。
We don't believe that.
我们不相信这样。
We consistently believe there's only one principle. Be honest to everything before God.
我们一贯的相信在每一样事情上面诚实是我们在上帝面前的原则。
无论如何。
So doesn't matter what happens.
说谎是犯罪。
Lying is a sin.
大家说无论如何说谎是犯罪。你说那没有办法不说谎怎么办？
Well,
是不是先犯罪再求赦罪？
Maybe I sin first and ask for forgiveness.
这是基督徒困难的地方。
This is the difficulty for Christians.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
刚才我提到了两件事。
Two things I mentioned.
第一件事，
The first one,
是灵性没有高到一个地方的时候怎么办？
What do you do when you're spiritually not there?
第二件事，
Secondly,
社会风气无意这个无意识之中影响我们，我们也不知道怎么办。
When we don't know what to do and everybody is doing it.
当你灵性高潮起来，
When your spirituality has improved.
真知道这是错误的时候，
When you know that this is wrong.
你要悔改，
You need to repent.
跪下求主赦免你。
And kneel and ask for God's forgiveness.
上帝知道我们的本体不过是尘土。
God knows that we are made of dust.
上帝体恤我们的软弱。
He appreciates our weaknesses.
所以保罗在亚罗巴谷讲一句重要的话。
And so Paul says to the Areopagus.
世人蒙昧无知的时候，上帝并不鉴察。
And God did not search us when we were yet ignorant.
这但是现在却吩咐各地的人都要悔改。
But now he calls on the people of the world to repent.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
我相信拉合是得救的。
I believe Rahab was saved.
拉合一生最大的遗憾就是曾经用说谎来帮助上帝。
The greatest regret she would have would be lie to help God.
那个时候他蒙昧无知，上帝不鉴察。
At that time, she was ignorant, and God did not judge her.
我也相信她后来悔改了。
I believe she must have repented later.
说谎是严重的。
Lying is a serious sin.
说谎是违背真理的。
It is against the truth.
耶稣基督说，撒旦是说谎的，也是一切说谎之人的父。
Jesus Christ says Satan is the great liar and the father of liars.
然后他加了一句很重要的话。
And then he added,
他犯罪是出于他自己。
He sinned from himself.
这句话为什么是很重要呢？
Why was this important?
这句话在改教运动的时期，
In the Reformation,
成为路德宗从改革中回过天主教对整个改教运动加上最大罪名的这个危机。
It became a statement of rebuke between the Lutherans and the Reformation towards the Roman Catholics.
天主教说，改教运动这样神学的推理最终会把上帝变成罪恶的创始者。
The Roman Catholic says that the Reformation will bring God to become the origin of sin.
Logically will cause God to be the first cause of evil. 那这些话怎么去回驳他呢？
How do you rebuke this?
马丁路德的朋友们兰斯顿后来在圣经里面找到耶稣这句话。
A sentence was found that was spoken by Jesus Christ.
他犯罪是出于他自己。
That he sinned from himself.
这就是最终极性的原因。
This is the final cause.
所以我们的结论是 God is neither the cause nor the source of evil.
所以我们的结论是上帝不是罪恶的源头或者是罪恶的创始者。
我们人犯罪是因为我们的私欲受牵引。
We sin because of our sinful, selfish desires.
外有试探。
Although there is temptation.
内有私欲。
But deep inside us, there's selfish desires.
里外相应。
When the two come together,
产生罪又出来了。
There is sin.
你说我犯罪因为有魔鬼试探。
You say I sin because the Satan is tempting me.
那如果这样的话，魔鬼犯罪 一定有魔鬼的魔鬼试探魔鬼。
If that's the case, Satan must be tempted by Satan.
那么魔鬼的魔鬼犯罪，一定有魔鬼的魔鬼的魔鬼试探魔鬼的魔鬼。
And Satan must be tempted by Satan.
永远不能结束。
You cannot end.
所以基督的这句话就告诉我们，他犯罪是出于他自己。
The word of Christ said that he sinned from himself.
所以说谎是说谎。
Lies are lies.
说谎是罪。
It is a sin.
说谎可能在灵性软弱的时候没有办法行出来。
Whereas when you're spiritually weak, you are lying.
但是我们一定要悔改。
But we must repent.
你说我清楚了。
I'm clear now.
第二件事。
Second thing.
说谎救人跟说谎害人一样不一样。
It is the same to lie to save someone or lie to hurt someone.
你回答我，一样不一样？所以说谎救人比说谎害人好一点点，是不是？
Is it better to lie to save someone than to lie to hurt
someone? 如果是的话，
is this not the case?
白色的谎话有黑色的谎话，
There are white lies and black lies.
有好的谎话有坏的谎话，
Good lies and bad lies.
那好的谎话是不是不好呢？
Is it bad to have white lies?
不好的谎话是不是不好的不好呢？
Oh, not so bad to have bad lies.
罪有没有层次呢？
Are there different era, a different type of sins?
有没有大罪小罪的分辨呢？
Is there such a thing as a great sin and a small sin?
有没有？没有。大罪小罪都是罪。
All sins are the same.
你马上回答我对不对啊？
Is this right?
一连讲几句你都回答，马上回答啊！大罪小罪都是罪。
All sins are the same.
对不对？大罪小罪都一样。
Big sins and small sins are the same.
对不对？第一句对，第二句不对。
The first one is right, the second one not right.
大罪小罪都是罪。
Great sins and small sins are all sins.
大罪小罪不一样。
But great sins and small sins are different sins.
因为一样是罪。
Because you say they are all sins,
水就是一样的。
And so they are the same.
你跳过了一个逻辑性的东西的。
You have jumped your logic.
大罪是罪
，a great sin is a sin，
小罪是罪
，a small sin is a sin，
两样都是罪
，both are sins，
这是对的
，this is correct。
但是大罪不是小罪，小罪不是大罪，大罪是大罪，小罪是小罪。
A great sin is great sin, small sin is small sin。
有本质的差异，有程度的差异。
There is difference in its essence, but
有许多时候讲台会讲这样的，无论大罪无论小罪都是一样的。
Sometimes from the pulpit you hear all sins are the same。
我是绝对不能接受的。
I cannot accept this。
如果你的大罪小罪是一样，我问你，我捏你一把，跟我杀你一命一样不一样啊？
Is it the same as just pinching someone or killing someone?
你说大罪小罪一样，既然捏了杀吧。犯罪是一样的嘛？
Since the other
都是一样的嘛？
You can kill me.
你不会这样做的。
You will not do that.
你的丈夫看见女孩子眼睛飘一飘，跟他上床一样不一样？
Is it the same for your husband to look at another woman and sleeping with her?
你说既然飘了，去吧。
You say since you take a look, you might as well go.
跟那种上床，反正你都犯罪了嘛。
Since you already seen the eyes.
不一样
，It's different。
他飘一飘，你打他屁股一次，他就不敢飘了。
If you look at another woman, you just slap him. He will not do it.
上床以后，你打死他，床上那个人生的孩子也会打死你。
If she sleep with another woman, she may have a child.
不一样的
，It's different。
所以中文圣经翻译第九诫的时候
，When the Bible translated verse 9，
你不要做假见证
，Do not bear false testimony，
陷害人
，and to。Hurt other people.
这句话是加强意思的。
There is emphasis there.
Do not bear the false witness against others.
Do not false witness against others.
你不要 against others. 所以这里提到陷害人，有一点加重意思在里面。
There's an emphasis about harming other people.
这是把一个真理提出来了。
It shows us a truth.
我不是说为了帮助人就可以说谎话。
I'm not saying that to help others you can lie.
我刚才已经解释了。
I've already explained this.
谎话还是谎话。
Lies are still lies.
但是为了救人不得不说谎，跟为了杀人说谎，这个动机是不一样的。
The motive behind lying to help someone and lying to hurt someone is very different.
所以我们都要悔改。
Although you still have to repent.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
But dear brothers and sisters.
神顾念我们的本体不过是尘土。
God remembers that we are but dust.
神体恤我们是软弱。
God appreciates our weaknesses.
许多时候神不检查我们的时候。
Sometimes when God do not judge us.
忍耐等候我们。
He's waiting for us.
当我们临近成熟的时候，我们就完全交代清楚，要认罪悔改。
Then we, when we become spiritually mature, we will commit our sins and repent.
帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
给我们在一切的事情上。
That in all things.
做到最好的地步。
We can do our very best.
当我们认知真理的时候。
The more we know about the truth.
就可以把这些至圣的真道化成我们生活实践的一些的原则。
The more we can apply the truth in our very lives.
求主帮助。
May the Lord help us.
今天我们思想拉合的信心。
We think about the faith of Rahab.
我们从其中得到很多很多的教训。
We have received many lessons from it.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
旧约拉合的得救。
In the Old Testament, Rahab was saved.
新约十字架强盗的得救。
In the New Testament, the robber on the cross was saved.
会成为救恩为世界最大的罪人一个最好的保障。
This became the greatest guarantee to the greatest sinner in the world.
耶稣基督说。
Jesus Christ said.
人子是罪人同税吏的朋友。
The Son of Man is the friend of sinners and tax collectors.
祭娼要比法利赛人更先进天国。
The prostitute will enter the kingdom of God faster than the Pharisees.
这是神的爱无边，神的爱有大能，一个很清楚的解释。
Clearly explain the great love of God.
我们站起来祷告。
Let us stand up together and pray.
我们为自己领受的恩典感谢主。
Let us give thanks for the grace we receive.
为我们连基尼拉他的信心都不如，求主赦免我们。
That the Lord forgive us for having a faith smaller than Rahab the prostitute.
我们一同开声祷告。
Let us pray together.